With Hurricane Dennis now making landfall, it's time for soybean producers around the nation to step up efforts to scout for Asian soybean rust. The National Soybean Rust website today says if Hurricane Dennis follows the current forecast track, new rust inoculum deposits may reach the following locations: Florida, Georgia, western South Carolina, western North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, eastern Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, western Kentucky, and Tennessee. Soybean rust infections from Hurricane Dennis will not be observable until 2 weeks from today, assuming favorable weather conditions. Todd Gleason has this story on just how to scout for soybean rust with a Brazilian expert on the disease.
Now we are going to teach you how to sample for rust.
Scouting for Asian soybean rust requires more than just a little legwork in the field. Watching weather forecasts or reports from sentinel plots and counties that already have soybean rust will help U.S. producers monitor the movement of the disease and to make management decisions. This can be accomplished at USDA's official soybean rust website. That's www.sbrusa.net. Now, it's not hard to scout for the disease, although it can be difficult to identify. Tadashi Yorinori, from Brazil's counterpart to the USDA, Embrapa, says you'll need three items in the field with you: a long stick for lifting up and looking under the bean plants, a 20x hand lens, and a Sharpie for circling suspect areas on a bean leaf. A sample should be pulled from 20 locations in a field, 5 plants per location, for a total of 100 plants.
If you did not have rust up to flowering stage, usually you would find on the leaves at this position here. But if you are sampling a field at very early stage, let's say 30 days after planting, the soybean would be somewhat like this. And then you would start sampling from the lowermost leaves.
After flowering, you look for rust about halfway up the plant. Before flowering, closer to the ground. Yorinori says to pull the leaves and get out your hand lens, putting it next to your eye, facing the sun so the leaf is backlit. Early stages of Asian soybean rust are very hard to distinguish. Scientifically speaking, the scouts are looking for uridinia. These are tiny raised pustules. They look like little blisters. They're green at first, and then just about the same time the spores are ready for release, they turn reddish-brown and then pop open.
If you're lucky enough to find it at very early stage, you take your pen and mark it. And then, after marking the little spot, you take your hand lens. And there is a way to use this. Many people take the hand lens and take it far away like that, and it's more difficult to see. So the best way to use the hand lens, if possible, get one with 20x magnification and use it like this. So I use like this and bring the leaf close to focus here, always looking against the light background.
Pull 100 leaf samples from low in the canopy at 20 locations across the field. Circle suspect spots with a Sharpie. Use a 20x hand lens close up to your eye and look for green or reddish-brown blisters as you face the brightest light source. If you find Asian soybean rust, Tadashi Yorinori says there are many considerations to be made before a fungicide is sprayed.
Let's say that you are in a field, first planted in the region, and you find the first lesion there, and it is fairly dry. There was some rain before that favored the infection. Then, if it's too early, and if you spray immediately, you will have to spray many times.
Now, don't be fooled into spraying by other diseases either. Asian soybean rust looks very similar to bacterial blight, bacterial pustule, downy mildew, frog eye leaf spot, and Septoria brown spot. I'm Todd Gleason.